This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Let her go.
Y'all ready for this?
I just wanna be part of your symphony.
Hello, one and all. A huge welcome to the show that goes like this. Yes, I'm Ben Simmons. It's Tuesday. It's just gone 6 o'clock, and it's time for 2 hours of sheer ridiculousness on the airwaves here on Phoenix FM. Huge thanks, as ever, to Stuart Pink for another fabulous drive time show, and massive congratulations to you, Stuart, as well. A year hosting drive time, 5 days a week, 3 hours a day. What an amazing commitment, and getting all those artists into today's show as well. Great stuff. Congratulations, Stuart, and long may it continue. Fabulous. Now, loads of stuff going on my show tonight, the show that goes like this. As ever, we're celebrating ridiculous holidays. There will be information about celebrity birthdays coming later. Far more information about the World Cup of Films as well. We may have time to pay a visit to the weird world of news a couple of times. Some great tracks are guaranteed for the next couple of hours as well. And rather excitingly, something's blown up on social media. A game with movie titles once again. I asked people to be creative, and you've responded in your droves in the run-up to this show. So lots going on. Keep it here, 98.0 FM in the area. PhoenixFM.com if you're not. So, what holiday are we celebrating at the beginning of the show and therefore playing tracks that link to? Well, did you know that the 7th of June, very excitingly with the weather we've been having, is Chocolate Ice Cream Day? Oh, yes. So if you haven't got any in, I suggest going down to the nearest shop and getting some, or at least getting a Feast. They still make them. They're fabulous, those Feast lollies, aren't they? Oh, yes, they are. And, well, Chocolate Ice Cream Day, there's not many specific songs about chocolate ice cream. There's songs about chocolate, there's songs about ice. I'm going to go for a simple, obvious one to open the show. Let's get your wrapping hats on. Here's Vanilla Ice.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
Ice, ice, baby. Ice, ice, baby.
Alright, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance, caress the speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly, when I play a dope melody. Anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bullseye, the kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. The Vegas are pumping. Quick to the point, no faking. Cooking MCs like a pound of bacon. Burning them, getting quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat with a souped up tempo. I'm on a roll, it's time to go solo. Rolling, hit my 5.0. Put my rag top down so my hair can blow. The girl is on standby, waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove, I kept on pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A.
BJ.
front of me.
Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men lovers, driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous,
cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with a gauge and vanilla with a nine. Ready for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill because they're full of eight ball. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells falling on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jack is jacked.
Police on the scene,
you know what I mean? They passed me up, could run it all. I don't mean if there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook when my DJ revolves it. Another shake and kick holes in the ground, cause my style's like a chemical spill. These more rhymes with conviction and feel. Conducted in form, this is a hell of a concept. We make it hype, and you want us to print this. Shape plays on a fade, slice like a ninja, cut like a razor blade so fast. Other DJs say, damn, a rhyme was a drug, I'd sell it by the gram. Keep my composure when it's time to get loose. Magnetized by the mic while I kick my juice. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while DJ revolves it. Get out of here. Word to your mother.
Ice, ice, baby, tickle. Ice, ice, baby, tickle. Ice, ice, baby, tickle.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Bit of a throwback there to get us going musically on tonight's show. The fabulous Vanilla Ice, 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 Baby. Never really got to grips with word to your mother there, if that was slightly disrespectful, insulting, or just he wants to tell everyone's mother that he's around as well. Anyway, how are you having a lovely Tuesday? It's got quite sunny. It was a bit overcast this morning into the afternoon, but it's pretty darn warm now. Hopefully it is wherever you are as well. We had a lot of rain yesterday in the Brentwood area. Hopefully it was better for you, wherever you've been. Hope you're enjoying your day so far. I'm very glad you're sharing part of your evening with me too. So, if you're just joining us, you've missed the opening 10 minutes. Where have you been? Like I said, celebrity birthdays coming later. We're celebrating ridiculous holidays, paying a visit to the weird world of news, dealing with the World Cup of films, and my exciting interactive movie game, movie name game, if you like, that many people have got involved in on social media. Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. And if you have a quick look on Twitter now, you'll see the poll that's running for tonight's World Cup of Films vote. Oh yes, Group 3 is live. Group 2 finished last week. So yeah, thanks to everybody that's been getting their votes in so far. Some incredible movies making it through to the knockout stages of the World Cup of Films, which will be resolved probably by July or August time. Something like that. You have to keep listening to this show to find out the nation's favourite film, according to the show that goes like this. Anyway, great to have your company tonight. Let's get another track on. We're still thinking about chocolate ice cream on Chocolate Ice Cream Day, the 7th of June, all across the nation. Therefore, let's have a bit of Foreigner. Doesn't really specify whether they're talking about chocolate, but they like things that are cold as ice.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You never take advice. Someday you'll pay the price. I know. I've seen it before. It happens all the time. You're closing the door. You leave the world behind.
Phoenix FM.
Foreigner with the fabulous Cold as Ice on this 7th of June, otherwise known as National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. Maybe you've had some already and you didn't even realise it was the correct day to have done it, but very well done for doing it on the correct day. I really want to tell you about the game that is now in play on social media, in relation to what's going on this show tonight. I've got to tell you because it just came to me earlier. We've done similar games previously with song titles, book titles and film titles, but it's tweaked a little bit where I think I've asked you before you could add one letter into a movie title and see if you could change it. I had slightly different inspiration in the run-up to this show and asked you lovely Legend listeners to change one word in a film title that still rhymes with the original. And then my examples were It's a Wonderful Knife. That would be a very different film, wouldn't it? Although it's quite bleak all the way through and then resolves itself happily at the end, I suspect there wouldn't be that happy resolution if you were celebrating knives. Flight Club as well. The main rule of Flight Club is nobody talks about Flight Club because, you know, EasyJet, Ryanair, they don't give you all the luxuries, do they? You want to join Flight Club and then you'll find some extras. Also, Star Chores. Can you imagine? Star Chores, A New Hope. Yeah, you've got to go around the Death Star with a broom. Oh, but I don't want to. Go on. See, you would get a totally different experience if those film titles were changed slightly. And therefore, I made that request, put it on my Facebook page. Change one word in a film title that still rhymes with the original. And do you get vastly different films? Oh, yes, you do. I'm going to share some that have come in with you. It's gripping everybody listening, and there's quite a lot. Well, a deluge of suggestions come in so far from many different people. So thank you very much if you've posted a suggestion on Facebook. It's Ben Simmons Radio is the Facebook page. You can go to at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, but this isn't on there. The poll for the World Cup of Films is on Twitter, at Ben Sim Radio. But this game, movie title game, changing one word that still rhymes with the original, that's on my Facebook page, Ben Simmons Radio. Sue Burton suggested, well, this would be a different Bond film, wouldn't it? For Your Pies Only. Oh, yes, James, I've got these secret ingredients. You can go on Celebrity MasterChef. These will be going in Your Pies Only. I like it. And then Rachel Woollett with a very different take on the atrocities of war, really, and one man trying to rail against the Nazi system. But he's got a nasty growth on somewhere on his body that needs lancing. It's Schindler's Cyst. Yes. Nick Ashton's come up with an unmentionable version that I'm not going to read out. And then he's gone for Shaving Private Ryan as well. Obviously his head, so that he conforms to what soldiers is expected of soldiers in wartime. Yes, Shaving Private Ryan. It's that kind of idea. If you want to join in the extreme fun, you'll probably get a shout out on the airwaves tonight. I've got some 60 odd comments to trawl through, and hopefully we'll mention everybody that's bothered to make the effort and get on to Ben Simmons Radio and post a comment. Film titles changing one word but making it still rhyme with the original title. Fabulous work so far. More coming throughout the show amid everything else that's going on. I think we should break off for another musical interlude. Remember, all the tracks at the moment are linking to National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. Therefore, here's somebody with a cold heart. Two people, really. Remixed by another person. Elton John and Dua Lipa. I don't think any of them have particularly cold hearts. P&AO Remix. Chocolate Ice Cream.
It's a human sign. When things go wrong, when the scent of her lingers and temptation strong, cold, cold heart done by you, something's looking better, baby.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. It's already all happening. Loads of great tracks going. We haven't even thought about celebrity birthdays yet or the World Cup of films and even paying visits to the weird world of news. I will squeeze it all in, but as well as it being National Chocolate Ice Cream Day, well, there's a couple I'm not going to tell you because it may whet your appetite to know that there's more themes coming later, but I won't be dealing with this musically. It just upset me. I just feel like I should read it out to you. This week is genuinely recognised as Bed Bug Awareness Week. So, you know, give your sheets a clean, maybe. Bed bugs exist. We share our beds with them. They can't be so bad, really, can they? I guess they're all over the place. But anyway, let's make ourselves slightly more aware of them. I don't know that we want to, really, but we're going to. It's also National Headache Awareness Week. I think everyone's aware when they get a headache. Are we trying to be aware of each other's? Is it a warning to get them checked out if you've had them extensively? I don't know. I saw someone post on Facebook earlier they were having a migraine. I was sorry for them. My dad used to suffer with migraines quite badly and have to go to bed for hours during the day, get shark's teeth in front of his eyes. It wasn't a migraine that time. He was in a shark cage watching sharks. So, yeah, there we go. Anyway, 7th of June. Hope you're all fabulous. Loads going on. I'm going to keep trawling through this list of film titles where one word has been changed, but it must still rhyme with the original title. Oldfinger. Yeah, Bond films are good for this, I feel. Oldfinger. Yeah, not quite sure what that would entail, but it's just an old man. He's not really that threatening. And then not even a giant gorilla, just a tramp that's ascended the Empire State Building in King Pong. The Woollits and the Ashtons getting heavily involved in this tonight, and I'm a big fan of it. And then if you've seen Top Gun Maverick in the cinemas at the moment, currently the world's number one movie, Will Oliver has weighed in with Top Fun. Yes, it kind of reflects the original film there. Or are you talking about having fun with a top? As in you've bought a new top and it's more fun? Maybe in that film, Tom Cruise going to, I don't know, Hollister or something. Yeah, coming out with a new top and being pleased with himself. I feel the need for a pullover. It's not quite the same, is it? Phil Whelan's with another very different take on a classic, Last Mango in Paris, before the great mango shortage of the 50s. Yes. And then it all went underground. Very, very nasty. And also that horror film. Oh, yes. Someone going to the fridge with the late night munchies and then being subjected to the evil bread. Just covered in mould, maybe. And then it takes on a life of its own and escapes. I like it. I could run with that one. Good effort from Phil Whelan's. Thank you so much, sir. Shall we keep going? Oh, go on then. Rachel Willett with another one. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Vest. Hmm. Yeah, that sailor drowned. We managed to retrieve his vest. What are we going to do with it? Use it as an extra bit of sail? Hmm, that would help. Another Bond film from Rachel Willett. Classic effort. I've just got images of James Bond doing cookery. You only sieve twice. Or, she says, sieve and let die. You only sieve twice is brilliant. I can just hear Greg Wallace going, oh yes, it's big bold flavours from James there. He knows I love a pudding. But a bit lumpy, the flour you've used, James. Yeah, he only sieved twice. He needed to sieve a third time for that real smoothness. Oh, this is giving me hours of fun. Well done, everyone. Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook. And if you want to get involved, you'll find the thread on there. Change a film title. You can change one word, but it has to still rhyme with the original. What is coming up from you guys? Well, more of them will make it onto these airwaves. Phoenix FM. And it'll be a wonderful time for everyone concerned. I'm trying to see. They're coming in all the time, new comments. How many I've got now? We're probably into the 70s, I think. Amazing. I love it when something kind of takes off like that. Well done, everybody. Let's go to another track, that celebrates on this fabulous 7th of June, National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. Here are the Chainsmokers and Coldplay. Yes, it's a bit tenuous, but I'm really not sorry. Great track coming up, though, whether you like chocolate ice cream or prefer strawberry or vanilla. Something just like this.
I've been reading books of old, the legends and the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts, and Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist. And clearly I don't see myself upon that list. But she said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss. Just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this. Something just like this. And the myths, the testaments they told, the moon and its eclipse, and Superman unrolls a suit before he lit. But I'm not the kind of person that it fits. She said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss. Just something I can turn to, somebody I can miss. I want something just like this.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was the Chainsmokers and Coldplay to celebrate National Chocolate Ice Cream Day, something just like this, on Tuesday the 7th of June. I think we should get it in early. Let's go crazy with celebrity birthdays. Who's celebrating today then? Well, Liam Neeson turns 70 today. Tom Jones is 82 today. Bear Grylls is 48 today. George Ezra, just 29 today. Artist Damien Hirst is 57 today. Here's something to make you feel old. Helen Baxendale is 52 today. Don't be ridiculous. Carl Urban is 50 today. Iggy Azalea is 32 today. Here's one that you'll think, oh, I thought she'd be older than that. Anna Kournikova, 41 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. I can't believe that. I thought Anna Kournikova was 20 about 30 years ago, but she's only 41 now. My maths is out with regards to Anna Kournikova. That's the only thing my maths is out with regards to. All other things, math-wise, I'm instantly perfect with. Hope you are too. Hope your Tuesday is fabulous. Hope you're enjoying it being here, sharing part of it with me on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. What a great station. Keep supporting all the other presenters as well throughout the week. Great programs here, and check out the website phoenixfm.com. loads of brilliant features. Right, I'm gonna get another track on. We're gonna get your film titles, keep coming in. We are gonna pay a visit to the weird world of news as well, and then in the second hour somehow we'll have time to squeeze in the World Cup of Films info. Group 3 is live at Bensim Radio on Twitter if you want a sneak preview. Still on chocolate ice cream. So was Madonna when she sang this. It was Frozen. Quite a long intro, this song. Should have been the theme tune for Frozen instead of Let It Go. Can we find a rhyme for Frozen? One word film titles, difficult if you rhyme with them to know what they were originally. Chosen? Elsa, you've been chosen. I don't want to do it. Do it. Make everything cold. Don't worry about Olaf.
You only see what your eyes want to see. How can life be what you want it to be? You're frozen when your heart's not open. You're so consumed with how much you get. You waste your time with hate and regret. You're broken when your heart's not open.
You're hard.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Madonna's Frozen as well. Now, here's something incredible I want to share with you on the airwaves. I feel duty bound this evening. If you're listening, this is a bit unbelievable, really. Now, I'm going to pay a visit to the weird world of news. Normally when I do this, there's something funny, something ridiculous, something outrageous, or something stupid that I'm pleased to share with you. This is actually something quite hopeful. Actually a bit, well, it's sort of serious, but in a sort of hopeful, nice way. So bear in mind, this is absolutely true as well. Headline on the place that I do frequent extensive research to bring you these wacky news stories is: doctors left astonished as experimental cancer drug, in quotes, cures every patient in trial. Yes, the drug dostarlimab was used in a trial at the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York, where it cured all 18 participants with a form of rectal cancer. So, yeah, it was given to those 18 people every 3 weeks for 6 months, and it seemed to remove their rectal cancer with minimal side effects, although scientists are saying it's too early to say if the patients are totally cured. They were studied over a year of treatment, and their cancer appears to have gone. And the lack of side effects comes with standard treatment being grueling, with the possibility of surgery, chemotherapy and radiation. So, yeah, having no side effects is incredible. So, absolutely amazing. And the scientists behind it can't quite believe that it's happened. Dr. Luis Diaz, who isn't also a forward for Liverpool, that would be a bit frivolous, says, "I believe this is the first time this has happened in the history of cancer. It's really exciting. I think it's a great step forward for patients, and it could just be the tip of the iceberg." Dr. Hannah Sanoff of the University of North Carolina's Lineberger Comprehensive Cancer Center wasn't involved in the study but is excited by the results. She says, "I'm incredibly optimistic. We have never seen anything work in 100% of people in cancer medicine. This drug is one of a class of drugs called immune checkpoint inhibitors, immunotherapy medicines that work not by attacking the cancer but getting your immune system to do the work." So, yeah, that could be a huge step forward. Obviously, that's designed to fight one type of cancer, but I'm sure they can use findings from trials, etc., to improve other types of treatment and see if it can be made more widely available. So there's something hopeful. I remember being a kid and hearing 1 in 3 people will be affected by cancer, and nowadays you hear 1 in 2 people. So if they're starting to get medicines that even in one form of fighting it is 100% successful, that is incredibly hopeful. So who would have thought a visit to the Weird World of News tonight would bring across a hopeful message whilst talking about cancer? There we go, proof that anything can happen on the show that goes like this. Now, those people who agreed to take part in that clinical trial will have been extremely happy. And we're carrying on with the musical theme of National Chocolate Ice Cream Day, so here comes Hot Chocolate. Like all those patients, everyone's a winner.
Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, it's the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons on your Tuesday evening. Hope you're having a great one. I feel duty-bound to share some more of your fabulous film titles where a word has been substituted for a rhyming word. And you are very inventive. Fabulous. So Rachel Willett weighs in once again with Star Wars The Horse Awakens. Now, you would have said that was ridiculous because the Star Wars universe doesn't contain horses. But if you've seen The Rise of Skywalker, there's those weird sort of space horses capable of galloping along the exterior of ships flying in space. So, yeah, The Horse Awakens. Maybe you had a premonition there, Rachel. Anna Elmore weighs in with Harry Hotter. Is that kind of Daniel Radcliffe just not wearing his glasses or waiting until he was an adult before watching any of those movies? And then, like I said, one-word movie titles, difficult to know what the rhyme is replacing. Anna Elmore has gone with Blister. I think that must rhyme with Twister, the disaster film from the 90s with Helen Hunt. And, yeah, whilst that was about some form of extreme tornado, Blister is about someone that extremely walked in pain and, yeah, got a nasty blister on their foot. Stephen Bruce has weighed in with something that I'm not even going to read out on the airwaves, but it made me laugh. Thank you, Stephen. And Woollett, back in again with the Bond theme. Now, James Bond's always had that sort of raunchy element to him, hasn't he? For your thighs only. Hmm. And then, carrying on the earlier theme of King Pong, I can sense a franchise developing here. Rachel Willett comes back with Minging in the Rain. I like that. That could be a franchise, wouldn't it? The Tramp, King Pong. The Tramp 2, Minging in the Rain. John Hutchinson with a slightly different take, Winging in the Rain. Is that wing walking, as in an aeroplane? Or someone that just kind of gets away with stuff at the last minute, just kind of makes it up as they go along in the rain. Winging it in the rain. Yes. Sack to the Future from John Hutchinson as well. Not quite sure how that works. Someone who gets made redundant and finds a time machine in the middle of their P60. P45? P something or other. Doesn't find a time machine in the middle of their P. That'd be disastrous. We need to go to another song because I'm rambling and getting slightly rude. Still Chocolate Ice Cream Day. We're still celebrating that musically. I know what you're thinking. Time for a new theme. Not just yet. Couple more. Here's Shanks and Bigfoot. We'll be right back.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Classic track, Shanks and Bigfoot, Sweet Like Chocolate. Now, I usually reserve Twitter for the World Cup of Films and previous polls that have been appeared on Twitter. Why was I struggling for a word there? That have been conducted on Twitter. That's what I was thinking of. Wow, it's weird when your mind just goes blank with a word that's not exactly a difficult word. Anyway, yes, we've done the World Cup of chocolate bars. We've done the World Cup of soft drinks in relatively recent times here on the show that goes like this. And we have moved on to the World Cup of Films, which is live now at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, if you want to cast your vote on the poll. But one David Pink has got involved in the movie title Rhyme Swap Word Game, which is a far too complicated thing to call it. But thank you, David, for all of these suggestions. I'm going to read out some of them in honour of your efforts. What have we got? You've got kale. Yes, rather than a kind of blossoming love story that celebrates the rise of the internet, it's a not-so-blossoming love story about a wife who's annoyed that their husband came back from the supermarket with a bitter green-leafed vegetable. Also, The Fast and the Spurious. I like that. That's a great one. Planet of the Grapes as well. Ah, yes. Charlton Heston manages to communicate in a vineyard with some fruit. Can't escape the planet of the grapes. I like it. And then I think this has already been done and called Airplane, but he suggested Flight Fever. I like it. Great work, David. Also, here's turning a classic film into a horror film. Saturday Night Cleaver. Yes, now that would be worrying. And then a franchise which is sure to be successful. Jockey. Jockey 2, Jockey 3, and of course, Jockey 4, where he takes on Dolph Lundgren in a horse race. I like it. Thank you, David. David Pink, very well done. Getting involved in the game on Twitter, slightly controversially, but yes. If you do want to put your oar in, so to speak, it's Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, and you are replacing one word in a film title with a word that rhymes with the original, seeing if we can get very different stories. David Pink's done very well. Also, there's some fabulous ones appearing, really. Rachel Willett, Glove Story. Yeah, that wouldn't be quite as romantic, I think. Man giving a woman a pair of gloves at Christmas time. It could be a nice Christmas film, I suppose, yeah. Fiddler on the Hoof as well. Is that about a man who plays the violin whilst horse racing? Could combine that with the Jockey franchise in one of the more ridiculous later ones. Then Rachel Willett's done another one, which I can't read out, sadly, on the airwaves, but it's very funny if you're going through the list. Let's just say Bing Crosby wouldn't be happy about the title of that one. It rhymes with White Christmas, but has overall negative connotations. Let's leave it there. More of your suggestions coming up shortly. It's time to break off for more music. It's still National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. That hasn't stopped happening. So the music keeps coming. Here's Snow Patrol with Chocolate. Have you had a feast today? Did it get warmer, the sun came out, and you thought, I'm going down the shops to get myself a chocolate ice cream? If you did, congratulations. I still love a cornetto as well. That bit of chocolate at the bottom of the cone. That harder bit, fabulous. Over to Snow Patrol with their take on chocolate.
This could be the very next.
Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Absolutely, and that was Snow Patrol with Chocolate. And we've had some fabulous suggestions coming in throughout the show and the run-up to the show of movie titles where you change a word for a word that rhymes with the one you've replaced it for. And friends of the show, Ron Wilmot and Gary Collins, have been in touch. Ron Wilmot comes up with The Silence of the Clams. They're pretty quiet anyway, clams, aren't they? Maybe unless you're a clam and then you think, I wish that other clam would shut up. It's just shouting at me the whole time. They're on a different frequency. We've got no idea how loud clams are. Thanks, Ron. And Gary Collins says, Goodwill Bunting. Yes. Is that about a man that bequeathed some coloured flags in his will? Who knows? But either way, I think they'd both make successful films. Thank you very much. I'm going to go through a few more, if I may. What else have we got here? What did I finish on before? I'm just trying to see what's not offensive to read out, because some of them are rude. Some of them are very funny and rude, but can't be read out on the airwaves. Come on, guys. Ian Lee, former Drive Time presenter on Phoenix FM, says Shoes Brothers. Nah, yeah, that's good. Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi worrying about their shoes rather than their sunglasses and their hats. What else? Oh, no, I did some of those. That's what we finished with, yes. Another brilliant one from Rachel Willett that kind of needs a different expressive nature of reading out the title. Jesus Christ, Supercar. I like it. It's not a celebration of the biblical character. It's rather someone's driven past very loudly in a Ferrari and someone's just exclaimed that. It's kind of like the Fast and the Furious, but from an annoyed pedestrian's point of view. And another classic from Rachel Willett. She should just play this game on her own, I think. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Mince. He's had an off cottage pie there. Yeah, it wasn't cooked properly. Not nice. I love it. We had Glove Story from Rachel Willett, and Nick Ashton weighs in with Glove Actually. Now that could be a franchise developing. Yes. I love these extra franchises we've got. We've got the Tramp franchise as a result of tonight's show with King Pong. And whatever the other one was. Oh, I've going to have to go back. I've forgotten now. And if I forget on the airwaves, Minging in the Rain, that was it. If I forget on the airwaves, it's going to make me sad. Now, Glove Actually, that's classic. Glove Story and Glove Actually, like that. Well done. And then Rachel Willett, one that I'm very fond of, is just where I keep reading out rules for games. The Ben Commandments. I like it. I do like it. Nick Ashton with another one there that I really don't think I can read out. Based on Total Recall. You may be able to guess why I can't read it out. I know it's only a body part. Maybe I'm being a bit too oversensitive, but anyway. Paul Milton suggests Sockwise. I like that. A biopic of Morecambe and Wise, where Ernie keeps changing his socks. Well done. Rachel Willett once again with Fridge on the River Kwai. Ah, some of these are marvellous, really, really marvellous. So thank you so much. They'll keep coming up throughout the show. Now, you'll be thrilled to know we are changing the musical theme. Yes, because it's National Chocolate Ice Cream Day today, but it is also VCR Day. I know what you're thinking. Come on, Ben. DVDs are fast becoming obsolete. Do we even want to go back as far as VCRs and VHS tapes, Betamaxes, all that gubbins? Can't help it. It's the day we celebrate it. The 7th of June is VCR Day. I still have a working VCR in my office because I went through a phase of hoping to transfer VHS tapes onto my computer. And now I've gone through a longer phase of leaving it for a long time and not doing it. Procrastinating about the VHS tape dilemma. I'm sure I'll have loads of videotapes that are no good anymore and I'll be gutted about it. But anyway, I'm still here. Video did not kill me off. The Buggles predicted it would. Well, not me, but all radio stars. They were wrong, but this song celebrates the very nature of VCRs and tapes.
Lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young
Phoenix FM.
The Buggles there with another classic track. Great to hear it once again on the airwaves because it is somehow on the 7th of June, VCR Day. Yes, we should be celebrating our old videotape players. And we will be celebrating your skewed movie titles, so to speak. That's better than what I came up with earlier, which was far too many words. But a great effort from all of you guys on social media throughout this show. It's been fabulous. But don't forget as well, the World Cup of Films is most definitely up and running right now. And votes are already coming in for Group 3, which is rather exciting. So, yes, I've got to tell you the developments. As you will be aware, if you're regular listeners to this show, a couple of weeks ago, Group 1 started. Basically, four classic, fabulous films are put together in a group, and you're asked a question. If you could only watch one of those films, which would you choose? And then the two that get the highest number of votes progress to the knockout stages. So we've got eight groups of four, 32 of the greatest films, according to the critics, according to the fans. And then we're going to have 16 of them progress to the knockout stages. But these are the group stages. Group 1 saw Toy Story and It's a Wonderful Life progress. Group 2 finished after last week's show. Group 2 was The Empire Strikes Back, When Harry Met Sally, Inception and The Green Mile. The Empire Strikes Back, clear winner with 71% of the vote. Huge percentage. The Green Mile, second place with 29% of the vote. Yes, shockingly. When Harry Met Sally and Inception, 0% of the vote. Amazing. Empire Strikes Back, yes, I understand that. A fantastic film. One of the all-time great sequels that enhances the original and kind of gave it the scope to create the entire Star Wars universe, really. The Green Mile, amazing film. Oh, yes, absolutely. But When Harry Met Sally, fabulous. Inception, amazing. But 0% of the votes. Anyway, that's done and dusted. Group 2 then sees Empire Strikes Back and The Green Mile also progress to the knockout stages of the World Cup of Films. And that means Group 3 is now live. If you want to cast your vote, go to Twitter, go to @BenSimRadio, and you will see the poll. It's a single click to vote, and Group 3 contains some giants of the movie world. Pulp Fiction, E.T., Casablanca, and The Godfather. How are you going to choose between those? Remember, the question asks, you can only watch one of those. Which you're going to choose? Obviously, everyone has different preferences. People may want to see certain films when they're in a certain frame of mind. I appreciate that. But if enough people vote, we will get a sense of the nation's favourites. So, early voting has happened. Pulp Fiction, 12.5% of the vote. E.T., 37.5% of the vote. Casablanca, 0. The Godfather ahead, 50% of the vote. It could all change. That vote will be live for a few days yet. In fact, it's changed just before my eyes. E.T. has got another vote. Another couple, I think. So, yeah, interesting. Very, very interesting. @BenSimRadio if you want to cast your vote. Only available on the Twitterverse. Get yourselves onto there. Thanks to everyone that's voted so far. Also, do me a favour. If you've voted, give it a retweet as well. Let's get a few more votes in. And then we get a bigger idea of what the public think. Very, very exciting. So, yes, it is VCR Day. I know what you're thinking, really? There's another track to celebrate that. There really is. Now, you don't get this anymore with streaming services. Nobody goes out to rent movies at all. You just stream them, you rent them in that way. It's bizarre, it's easier. But you don't get that excitement of going in to a Blockbuster video store and seeing all the titles available, of being slightly ashamed of walking through some sections and very excited when going through some others. To celebrate that, here's Sweet with Blockbuster.
better watch out if you got long black hair.
You come from behind, you go out of your mind.
You better not go, you never know what you'll find.
His eyes. Don't be surprised
if you don't know what's going on behind his disguise.
Nobody knows what bus that goes.
You steal your woman out from under your nose.
Does anyone know the way? Do we hear someone say?
We just haven't got a clue what to do.
Does anyone know the way? There's got to be a way. Around. They're running about.
Don't know if they'll ever be able to blockbuster out.
He's gotta be caught. He's gotta be taught.
Cause he is more evil than anyone here ever thought.
Does anyone know the way to hear someone say?
We just haven't got a...
Does anyone know the way? There's got to be a way. Someone say,
we just haven't got a clue what to do.
Does anyone know the way? There's got to be a way
to pop us
Phoenix FM.
Now, I do appreciate I've broken off and talked about the World Cup of Films, and we haven't had a visit to the Weird World of News for a while, but I've got to get through some of your film titles. They're coming in thick and fast. It's getting close to 100 comments, which I absolutely love. So I'm going to go through some more of them, and they are fabulous. Comedian Andre Vincent has been on Facebook. I don't know who he doesn't like, but... Kill Phil, he wants to change it to. I like that. Could be the same film, but instead of Bill, the guy's called Phil. Brilliant. And then Nikki French, of Eurovision fame, a fabulous singer. We worked with her a couple of Christmases ago. Nikki French tells the story of a surgeon who thought he could leave the profession, but was tempted back for one final operation. Back to the suture. Love that. And possibly slight gross connotations coming up here from Matt Blaine, or he could just be talking about someone who's emptied his lawnmower grass cuttings tray. The Green Pile. I'm sure it's that. The Green Mile got through to the World Cup of Films knockout stages. Would the Green Pile have done as well? Not sure, but thanks Matt Blaine for that one. Now I am going to read this one out because I'm sure it's not meant with the connotations of the original. Bryn Lucas, fabulous presenter. Has suggested this one, Debbie Does Palace. Is it the whole Crystal Palace football team, or she just goes round Buckingham Palace on a tour? That's the decent version of that film. Again, another film that would be difficult to make an hour and a half story from. My dad has weighed in with John with the Wind. That's brilliant. And also he's gone for From Usher with Love. That's great. That's not... Yeah, that's just James Bond film where he meets one of his rap heroes. That's excellent. And my dad's weighed in. My mum's weighed in with a classic. Big Ears, getting trained, getting buff, keeping his friends safe from danger, starring in The Noddy Guard. That is excellent. Loving that. Ian Jones comes forward with Dumb and Plumber. Yeah, now that's good. About a rogue workman that comes to your house and doesn't put the tap on properly. Love that. This one really made me laugh. My dad again, Keith Simmons, with The Sixth Fence. Now that wouldn't have as much of a twist in it, would it? A man jumping over all the fences between gardens to escape from the police. Gets to the sixth one, falls flat into it, gets captured. Could be. We could make something decent out of that, maybe. And then Matt Watson. This would be brilliant. This would be an entirely different story. The Devon Samurai. A man going around the southwest of England battling ancient Chinese warriors. Oh dear, fabulous. Great stuff, everybody. Thank you so much for your contributions. More to come before I leave you. And somehow we've only got, well, less than 45 minutes left now, and so many things, tracks, still to squeeze in. Now, on to a new theme. Yes, we've done with VCR Day. It was very limited in terms of songs we could link to it. So what's coming up next? Well, did you know this week is National Fragrance Week? Do we need National Fragrance Week? Do we need it? We smell things regularly. Do we particularly need to be more aware of smelling on 7 days of every 365? Who knows? We can't get away from it. It's happened. It's National Fragrance Week. And whatever fragrance you're smelling, does it smell like this?
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is Ben Simmons on the show that goes like this. Great to have your company, whether you're on 98.0 in the area or phoenixfm.com if you're anywhere else. Remember, we're available on smart speaker as well. Just ask it to play Phoenix FM. And on Apple app, if you visit the App Store, you can download our app. And as well, we're on Mixcloud. If you want the webcam feed into the studio, mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix 98FM. And then you can see the live feed into the studio. And if you have a Mixcloud account, you can join in the chat at the box on the side. Now, one more visit to the weird world of news coming up. Now, I think it was last week I shared with you a story about a serious argument that ensued when someone complained about some chili sauce or Mexican sauce or something in a restaurant. The police had to be called, and both the restaurant and the complaining couple were advised whether it was really worth all the hassle by the police. Here's another one, possibly. Although this title, very misleading, because I don't agree with what the title actually says. Takeaway boss's brilliant invitation to man who sent stroppy tape measure snap of pizza. Okay, brilliant invitation to man. I don't see where that happens in this story. But anyway, it's more about the tape measure, the stroppy tape measure snap of pizza. A couple have attracted ridicule for getting a tape measure out to prove their £13 margarita pizza was just 13 inches, a full 2 inches less than what had been advertised. A couple, yes, complained to a takeaway and were furious upon discovering their pizza was way too small, their quotes, using a tape measure to prove it. After ringing up to complain, things soon became heated, with a man claiming a staff member repeatedly blasted him as a liar, refusing to get him either a refund or a fresh pizza. And the pair have shared their ordeal online. The couple, this was, not the man and the takeaway man trying to fight back, but the couple who think they've had a too small a pizza delivered. Although they've had some sympathy after sharing it online, many have wondered why they've got nothing better to do. They quoted as saying, "Terrible pizza place, really rude staff. We bought the 15-inch pizza and it was way too small, so I rang them directly before the delivery app to get it sorted. The person directly called me a liar over and over and was very argumentative. He refused to send a new pizza or a refund since it wasn't what we paid for. He kept saying, 'They take pictures of their pizza and I am wrong.' Well, we measured that pizza after this and that pizza was too damn small. It was burnt, just terrible all over. Really, don't order from these people. They do not care about you." Wow. It all happened in Canterbury, in Kent. Staff have a different take on the situation. Now, bear in mind, the headline is "Takeaway Boss's Brilliant Invitation to Man Who Sent Stroppy Tape Measure Snap of Pizza." This is the staff's take on it. An employee of 6 years has since hit back at the couple, arguing the restaurant doesn't even have a 13-inch pan. He said, "We offered a refund, which they took, and we apologised. We also offered them to come in and see our pans and how we work." Takeaway boss's brilliant invitation. Come and see our pans and how they work? Not quite sure, really, if that was a brilliant invitation. Come in, see our pans. Surely you appreciate a pizza can start off at a certain diameter, and then after it's cooked, it's going to shrink a little bit. Maybe 2 inches is a lot, is it? I don't know if I'd be that annoyed anyway. Another slightly ludicrous, totally crazy story about people complaining about their food. Always enjoy those on the show that goes like this. Now, we did deal with the fact that it is National Fragrance Week. What are one of the most fragrant things we can think of in our lives? Not perfume, no, but this. Can you tell from the intro what's coming? Bit of Travis. All the members of Travis like to smell flowers, and it's easier for them if the flowers are close by, in the window maybe.
When I first heard you, I was cold. A melting snowman, I was told. But there was no one there to hold before. I swore that I would be alone forevermore while
you feel the same? Cause you stand up out in the crowd. You are one in a million, and I love you so. Let's watch the flowers grow. There is no reason to feel bad, but there are many seasons to feel bad. Sad, mad, it's just a bunch of feelings that we have to hold, but I
Phoenix FM.
Travis and Flowers in the Window, with a slightly Indian feel to the end of it there. Yes, thanks Travis. Ah, fabulous. Now, have to give a special shout out tonight to my cousin Josh, who may well be listening. Hope you are. Good to know you're out there. And also hello to Josh and his fiancée Frances as well. They're getting married later on this year. Something very exciting to look forward to. And they've done something very exciting today. They have picked up a new addition to their family. Yes. Well, I've seen photographic evidence and it's a very, very cute looking... Well, it's either a Labrador or a Golden Retriever or something similar. But it's very cute. And it's named after Eric Cantona. Yes. Their pet, Eric, is now with them, and he does look absolutely fabulous. So huge shout out to Eric. Hope you're having a lot of fun, Eric, and lots of love to Josh and Francis as well. Looking forward to seeing you guys when you tie the knot very soon. It's going to be exciting. And thanks for sharing that on the airwaves here on Phoenix FM 98.0. If you're in the area, phoenixfm.com if you're not. Fabulous. Okay, so we've got just under 30 minutes left. Quite a few tracks still to squeeze in and some more examples where you guys have been fabulously creative on social media in the run-up to the show. If you just joined us, I asked people to replace one word in a movie title with a word that still rhymes. And everyone's been fabulous. Ellie from Beckles has done the magical history tour. I like that. Yes. Matt Watson has weighed in with quite a few. Reservoir Boggs. I like it, yes. The peat bogs of Ireland, maybe. Get turned into a giant reservoir and ruin the water supply? I'm not sure, but I like the idea. Also, we got another franchise thanks to Matt Watson, Beauty and the Yeast. Now, earlier on, we had the Evil Bread. We could have the Evil Bread franchise, the Evil Bread 2, Beauty and the Yeast. Love it. Also, Bobo Roberts has weighed in. This would be a very different take on Batman. Bruce Wayne has drastically let himself go after the death of his parents. Puts on the cape, it doesn't fit him. The mask is a tight squeeze. Fat man. Thanks, Popo. Brilliant. Adrian Jekylls as well, with a brilliant 101 Sensations. I like that. That's good. Could be about anything. Fabulous. And then Graham Noble, or the man known as G, has weighed in with a brilliant one. If you're worried about the slightly slarty? What's slarty mean? I don't know. Maybe Graham knows. Slightly dirty connotations of some of these new film titles. He's done one that just exonerates it from everything. Porn Free. Well done, Graham. Yes, love it. Excellent work. Everyone's been fabulously creative. It's gripped the nation here tonight on the show that goes like this. I've just been informed Eric is a golden retriever. Okay, thank you so much for getting that information to me. Good to know that Eric is around. I'm sure Eric will be around for many years to come and will be a legend. Fabulous. I already need to meet him, so that's wonderful. I suspect many people do as well. Time for more music. Remember, we are celebrating musically the fact that it is National Fragrance Week. Yes, we had flowers in the window. We're going to get a bit funkier now. I think this is on the Thor Love and Thunder trailer. Whether it's going to be featured in the film, not entirely sure. Hope so. It's quite good, because one of the things that you can smell a fragrance of is a rose. And also, if you've recently fired a gun, you get that gunpowder fragrance. How can you link guns and roses together musically, though?
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Another great track there. Haven't heard that for a while. Guns N' Roses. Sweet Child of Mine. Marvellous. On the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Can I squeeze four more tracks in before I leave you? And yet more of your fabulous film title suggestions. I think I can do it. Barry Liptrot's come up with, this could be a franchise, couldn't it? The original lasted for many. Lie Hard. I like that. It just starts off with a little white lie in the first film and just steamrollers out of control as we progress to Lie Hard with a Vengeance. Lie Hard 2, Lie Harder, yes. Oh, I can't even remember what all the suffixes are once we get past that, but well done, Barry, great stuff. We've also... I'm not sure if this strictly rhymes, but it did make me laugh from Ben Drew. It's come up with... Maybe some of the Strictly dancers appearing in a local convenience store and being asked to leave just because the owner needs to close up. It's Last Tango in Londis. I knew that would be good from Ben Drew. Very well done, sir. Amazing. Some of these suggestions, it's going to be difficult. I may try and pick out five of my favourites before I go. That's going to be tough while other tracks are on. I'll do my very best. We maybe can even squeeze in one more visit to the Weird World of News, if we're lucky. Oh, yes. So keep it here, 98.0 FM, phoenixfm.com, smart speaker, Apple app and Mixcloud as well if you want the webcam feed. Now... also celebrated this entire week. I don't know if celebrated is the right word, but it is, from Monday to Sunday, National Headache Awareness Week. I don't make these up. That is really a thing. So if you get a headache, be extra aware of having it. Get that paracetamol in and get rid of it as quick as you can. If it doesn't go, get checked out. Get to your doctor's. We've already dealt with some health issues earlier on in the show, some exciting health-related news. You'll have to listen back on phoenixfm.com from tomorrow morning if you want to know what you missed. Anyway, how can you celebrate headaches musically? Well, having this would most definitely give you a headache. Here's the Sugar Babes.
7 hours since you went away. 11 coffees, Ricky Lake on play. But late at night when I'm feeling blue, I sell my ass before I think of you. 7 hours since you closed the door. Started a diet, got a manicure. Erase your number from my telephone. And if you call me, I won't be at home. Why'd you play? My brain. Ooh, but you miss me like a hole in the head, because I do, boy, and it's cool, boy. And ooh, but you never thought I'd get out of bed because of you, boy. Such a fool, boy. Through it, over it, the heaven it, crazy, I'm feeling this until I quit. No more, no more. I'm through with it, the heaven it, this crazy, not feeling it.
Phoenix FM.
Sugar Babes and Hole in the Head there. As I said, would definitely give you a headache if you had that. Although I'm pretty sure you'd know about it. You wouldn't need it to be Headache Awareness Week to remind you of your headache. But yes, don't forget the World Cup of Films is available to vote for if you're on Twitter at BenSimRadio. It's got a lot of votes tonight and a few retweets as well. So thank you to everybody who's retweeted it. Group 3 is up and running and sees Pulp Fiction against E.T. against Casablanca against The Godfather. Classic films randomly put in 8 groups of 4 against each other, and the question the voters are asked: you can only watch one of these films, which one? With the votes that have come in so far, remember this poll will be live until Friday evening, so you can tweet your friends, tell them to vote, retweet it, get loads of votes in for your favourite. Pulp Fiction has 14% of the vote, E.T. has 29%, Casablanca has 7%, The Godfather with 50% of the vote at the moment. That's the clear, well, the clear favourite to progress, but 2 go through to the knockout stages, so yes. And many people will, I'm sure, express their opinions. And Sir the Feather Lord has done just that. So thank you to you. He said, "I feel bad for Casablanca. It deserves more." Well, if you think that, you need to share that poll and see if you can convince anybody else to vote for it. But yes, thank you. That is on Twitter at BenSimRadio. Only on Twitter if you want to cast a vote on that poll. Fabulous. More tracks to squeeze in. Headache related. Don't say that very often. But if you have a headache and you can't get rid of it, you can't get it out of your head, can you? Tenuous Links are plenty on the show that goes like this tonight. Classic Kylie with that weird sort of flimsy hoodie effort in the video. We all remember that, don't we?
Thank you.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now I'm going to put one more track on very quickly because I've got to work out my five favourite alternative film titles that you sent me in on social media, and I've also got to pay a very quick visit to the Weird World of News before we go. All in the next 9 minutes and 15 seconds. Crikey. Headache related music. Here's Avril Lavigne. Keep your head above water, you won't get one.
I've got to keep the calm before the storm. I don't want less, I don't want more. Must bar the windows and the doors to keep me safe, to keep me warm. Yeah, my life is what I'm fighting for. Can't part the sea, can't reach the shore.
Phoenix FM.
Avril Lavigne there with the fabulous Head Above Water. Final visit to the Weird World of News. Did you know, with the recent release of the new series of Stranger Things, Primark stores are selling out of Stranger Things Hellfire tops, which cost £10 in Primark, and are now selling on eBay for as much as £150. Incredible. One upset customer on being disappointed likened it to the PS5 scenario all over again. What a nightmare. If you're lucky enough to go into a Primark and see a Stranger Things Hellfire top for £10, just buy it, put it on eBay, you can make 1000% profit on it. Okay, that's my advice. So it's worth listening to the Weird World of News occasionally. Now, I did say I would pick five of my favourite alternative film titles you've come up with, and you guys have been legends as ever. So, you only sieve twice had to be in there. That was brilliant. The Green Pile was pretty good. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Mince was fantastic. Beauty and the Yeast was excellent. And Last Tango in Londis, absolutely fabulous. Thank you to everybody that sent in any kind of suggestion as well. Don't forget, at Bensim Radio on Twitter, if you want to cast your vote on the World Cup of Films. Group 3 is currently live. You can scroll down the profile and see the previous groups where voting has finished. But Group 3 available to vote for right now. And we've learnt by listening today that it's been VCR Day, it's been National Chocolate Ice Cream Day, it's also Bed Bug Awareness Week this week, National Fragrance Week, if I can say it, and National Headache Awareness Week. I hope nobody out there has got a headache, and I hope everyone's enjoyed being here. I'll be back again same time next week. Don't go anywhere, because Rob Harvey straight in after me and the news at 8 o'clock with Synth City, which is sure to be fabulous. But we need a track to play us out that loosely links to the world of headaches. Well, I've gone more with the pain aspect than the head aspect. And if you get a headache and throw yourself around your house, you'd be in the house of pain.